This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. One of Rudy Giuliani's so-called fixers is saying that they're prepared to cooperate with the Trump impeachment inquiry. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
A Soviet-born associate of Rudy Giuliani reverses course and is now prepared to cooperate in the impeachment inquiry. Lev Parnas' attorney, in a letter to the impeachment investigators, writes he will honor a subpoena to appear. Joseph Bondi also cautions the committees that they must make sure they do not infringe on his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Parnas and Igor Fruman are said to have aided Giuliani's efforts to oust U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch and to get Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter. The two were arrested at an airport with one-way tickets out of the country. Next to be released by the committees, the interview transcripts of former Special Envoy for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, and U.S. Ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. Tim McGuire, Washington.
40 years after the takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran, Iran marked that anniversary by announcing that it is speeding up uranium processing by using new, faster centrifuges. A U.S. official who called the announcement nuclear blackmail said it's an attempt by Tehran to get the worried European signatories of the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Agreement, to make concessions to Iran. Britain's intelligence agency, the MI5, downgraded the country's terrorist threat level from severe to substantial Monday. The level was first raised from substantial to severe in August of 2014 due to the rise of the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq. While most of UK's terror level has decreased, Northern Ireland has remained at a severe risk since 2010. This is VOA News. At least five people were killed Monday when Iraqi security forces used live ammunition against continued protests in Baghdad. Security forces fired at demonstrators who came within 500 meters of the prime minister's office Monday. Reuters' Emily Spickle.
Despite hundreds killed in the crackdown, protesters are digging in, defying the prime minister who appealed for them to go home and camping out overnight in the capital, Baghdad. Abdel Abdul Mahdi says the protests have achieved their aim and are now costing the country's economy billions of dollars. The premier has said he is willing to resign if lawmakers agree on a replacement. He's also promised a number of reforms. The protesters say that it's not enough and that the entire political class needs to go.
That is Reuters' Emily Spickle reporting. Sweeping bans have been put in place in India to address dense, noxious smog. VOA's Zlata Sahok has details.
Flights have been delayed or canceled at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport, and authorities have also shut area schools and ordered all construction work to stop in an effort to slash pollution.
Here at the airport, we are facing difficulty breathing. There's a burning sensation as if someone had put chili pepper in my eyes.
Health officials warn that everyone is at risk of serious health effects. People venturing into the streets donned breathing masks, as residents of Chinese capital Beijing used to have to do. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have traded charges of harassment of their diplomats serving each other's capitals, prompting Islamabad to halt its consular operations in Kabul until further notice. The latest diplomatic dispute between the neighbors erupted on Sunday when Pakistan complained that its diplomatic staff, while going to work this week, had been obstructed on the road, and the embassy vehicles were also hit by motorcycles in the Afghan capital. Pakistan's foreign ministry said it summoned the Afghan charge affairs to convey Islamabad's concerns over the safety and security of Pakistani diplomats, demanding that Kabul immediately probe the security violations and harassment incidents. The Afghan foreign ministry, while responding to Pakistan's complaints Monday, vowed it would seriously investigate them. At the same time, however, it alleged the Afghan ambassador in Islamabad was mistreated by the Pakistani spy agency. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.